Starmer dispatches anti-Brexit David Lammy to reset ties with European Union. By Kurt Sindelka on July 7, 2024. Britain's new top diplomat, David Lammy, was dispatched to Europe on Sunday to reset ties with the European Union as the left-wing Labour Party government of Sir Keir Starmer seeks to forge closer alignment with Brussels. Starmer and his anti-Brexit government have claimed that it will not seek to reverse the will of the British people to withdraw from the European Union. However, seeking closer ties with the EU appears to be at the top of the agenda for the leftist government. In his first diplomatic overture to the bloc, Starmer sent his new foreign secretary, David Lammy, to visit with his counterparts in Berlin, Stockholm, and Warsaw. Lammy, who infamously compared Brexiteers to Nazis, wrote in the European news site The Local, "As the new British Foreign Secretary, with our Prime Minister Keir Starmer, this government will reset relations with Europe as a reliable partner, a dependable ally and a good neighbor. Let us seize the opportunity for a reset, working even more closely together to tackle shared challenges. Quashing any doubts that the party of the Iraq war would scale back on military interventionism." The Labour Party diplomat said that Britain would continue to stand by the brave people of Ukraine as they defend their freedom against Vladimir Putin's new form of fascism. Lammy also said that another area with room for cooperation would be on the supposed climate crisis, saying we need coordinated global action to implement the green agenda. This is particularly important in Europe, whose energy networks are so closely connected. Together, we must invest in the industries of the future and deliver sustained economic enlargement for all, he argued. The foreign secretary also offered an olive branch to Brussels, promising to do more to champion the ties between our people and our culture. Holidays, family ties, school and student exchanges, the arts, and sport. I was of course cheering on England and the Euros. Thanks to this, our citizens benefit from the rich diversity of our continent. However, Lammy refrained from mentioning the main post-Brexit issue between the EU and the UK, migration. The bloc has so far been refusing to accept returns of illegal migrants arriving in Britain from the beaches of France. New Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has suggested that his government would be willing to accept an annual quota of immigrants from the EU in exchange for the bloc agreeing to a returns policy for illegals. However, it is unclear if the bloc would be willing to make such a deal, with Europe continuing to hope for a return of the free movement of people between the continent and Britain. Business Secretary Jonathan Reynolds said the Labour government would not consider reinstituting such a policy. Follow Kurt Sindelka on X, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.